Once upon a time.
No, and then I'll be like, you are out.
There's a cat named...
Varsity Kitty.
Varsity?
You don't even know what that means, do you?
What?
Do you know what it means?
What Varsity means?
Yeah. No. Varsity means... I don't know. Just say Varsity Kitty.
I can say Varsity Kitty.
I'm wondering what Varsity means, too.
Varsity doesn't mean anything.
I think it does.
You're thinking Varsity. Varsity means something. Varsity is like...
That's what I said.
You said Varsity.
I said Varsity.
Yeah, Varsity. V-A-R.
Yeah, what does it mean?
That is the team at the high school that plays... It's the best team at the high school, and it plays... the other high school's best team.
Let's just say it's Varsity because it rhymes better.
Oh, well, the kitty can be Varsity.
Okay.
So the cat's name is Varsity, and she was a very, very, very restless cat. Cat wanted out all the time. Never wanted to be inside. Always trying to find sneaky ways to wiggle out of the house. But the cat's owner was nervous about that because she was like, oh, the last time Varsity got out, she was gone for 6 days.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want to lose my cat, so I'm going to keep it all locked up. But Varsity was not having it. She climbed the curtains and tried to dig holes underneath the door.
What?
Varsity wanted out. Varsity was not down with being an indoor cat.
Ow.
So one day, while Varsity's owner was out of town, Varsity figured out how to open the window. She got her claw on the little twisty thing, and she rolled it and twisted it and opened the window. And she got outside. And so she went running around and
that's a good spot.
And had a great time and breathed in the nice fresh air. Went and found some little fish bones in the garbage. She was happy as can be. But then Varsity was thinking, I don't think I'm ever going to go home. And she thought, oh, wait a second. What if it rains, and what if I get hungry, and maybe I should go home today before my owner gets home so she doesn't even know that I got out. Otherwise, she'll find the open window, and I'll be blank. And I'll be in trouble, and she'll make sure that window never opens again. So, Marcia ran back to her house, and as she was running back, she saw her owner coming up the street. She said, oh no! And so she ran into the backyard so the owner wouldn't see her. She jumped over the fences and over the next fence and over the other fence and ran along the hydro line and into the window and slammed it just as the door opened. Phew! Varsity, I'm home. And she strolled down the stairs, kind of out of breath. She said, oh, Varsity, what is wrong? What have you been up to? And Varsity said, meow. Anyways, all night long, Varsity couldn't wait for her owner to take off. She was just sitting, pacing, thinking about all the things she wanted to do outside. Now that she knew how to get out there. And sure enough, next morning, the owner goes to work. Varsity sneaks out, has a great day, comes back just in time. And the owner doesn't know any better. So Varsity does that every day for 4 weeks. Has a great time in the great outdoors. And her owner doesn't know any different. And Until one day, she got greedy and she stayed out a little bit too long.
What about the weekends?
Weekends she just hangs at home. Kind of takes weekends off. Doesn't hang out with all the other stray cats in the neighborhood. One day, Marcy got a little too comfortable. She was hanging out with one of her friends, digging through a garbage can and chasing a mouse. And her friend said, "Hey, Marcy, isn't it time for you to go home?" Marcy said, whatever, she won't notice. And so she stayed out a little bit longer. But her owner did notice. She panicked. She said, "Oh no, Marcy, get out the window, this is tragic." She went racing all around the city and she couldn't find her. And Marcy was still having fun, so she stayed out. And her owner put posters up saying, "Have you seen this kitty? Goes by the name of Varsity, really fluffy and nice." And finally, Varsity came home late. And her owner was like, "Oh, I was waiting up for you. Where were you? How'd you get out? This is terrible. I've locked up that window so it'll never happen again." Of course, Varsity was upset about that. She'd come accustomed to her days out hanging around. And so she tried to find another window. She couldn't get out of any other window. And she realized that she had it great. All she had to do was be responsible and be fair. And be home in time for her owner to trust her and not worry. So she made a promise to herself, if she ever gets out again, she will always be home on time. Sure enough, a couple months later, her owner left the window open. Out she got. Had a great old time. Got back in time. Everybody's happy. She never screwed up again. The end.
And I knew you'd say that.
That's what happens at the end of our story.
Yeah.